Text numéro 50. It's a miracle that all sensible parents aren't in jail. A working mother was arrested recently for dropping her 9-year-old daughter off to play in a park while she went to work at McDonald's. The girl had been spending her days with a laptop at her mum's job, but the laptop was stolen recently, so the girl asked if she could go to a popular park about 1.5 miles away. The girl had a cell phone on her in case she needed to call her mum. She would walk back to her mum's job to have lunch. This all worked out for a few days until an adult at the park asked her where her mother was and then called the police. This girl is 9, not 4, 9. I assume that she's in fourth grade. In fourth grade, both of my kids started walking to and from school alone. By sixth grade, my son was taking public transportation alone. Apparently, I was lucky to escape jail. When I hear about things like this, I always think back to my own childhood, of coming home to an empty house, or going outside to play for hours at a time, of riding my bike a couple of miles to softball practice. I wasn't the only one. That was just normal in the 70s and 80s. But that was before we all got so scared, before we lost the ability to understand statistics and probability, and instead convinced ourselves that if we let our children out of our sight for a few minutes, they would be the next in a long line of kids on milk cartons. Never mind that pretty much all child abductions are custodial. News organisations learned that browbeating the few stories where a tragedy did happen, where a child was abducted and killed by a stranger, got huge ratings, and we all got terrified. Even though things hadn't actually gotten less safe, things just seemed so much more dangerous, and that was enough to pull the kids inside for good. I've seen parents on Facebook talk about how they don't let their kids play unsupervised in their own fenced-in backyards, how they won't let their teenagers walk anywhere alone at any time of day. It's no wonder kids are fat and bored. They're not allowed to do anything unless mum or dad is available to hold their hands. Tragedies could happen, and they do, 2 or 3 times a year out of about 75 million children. But as tragic as it is for those families, is that reason to hover over our children and change the trajectory of their growth and independence to the point where we're arresting parents for letting their kids play outside? Adapted from selfishmum.com, July 2014.